If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.
You're listening to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, the show that proves no one stumbles upon success ever. With your host, Lou Need. Every Mondays and Thursdays, we deliver cold hard evidence behind the power of a robust morning routine. Get ready to be transformed by the renewal of your mind.
Hello, morning enthusiasts. Welcome to the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast. I am your host, Lunid Lewis, and today it's an honor, it's a privilege to introduce a very special man to the show, Lucas Root. For over 17 years, Lucas led numerous teams on Wall Street. After establishing a consistent track record of success, Lucas started his own consulting business. He worked with strong brands with a well-funded, great idea who don't quite know how to execute. Since early 2019, Lucas has had the wonderful opportunity to speak to numerous audiences in North America, Australia. He's been to Europe, and he's partnered with both businesses and VCs for mentoring. So I'm honored. I'm really excited to get him on the show to talk to him about Wall Street and businesses and branding and all that good stuff. So with no further ado, Lucas, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much, Lunid. Thank you for having me.
It's an honor. Such a privilege. I'm looking forward to our talk. So before we get right into what is it that you do, tell us a little bit about your background and your journey here thus far.
Yeah. So 17 years on Wall Street. What most people think of Wall Street, crazy parties, working 17-hour days, I'm here to tell you it's actually true.
Okay, good.
And there's only three paths. That's it. There are only three paths. So path number one is burnout. Mm-hmm. If you're not going to burn out, then path number two is to cut back. And as soon as you start cutting back, your advancement opportunities start to get cut back as well.
Interesting.
Right? So yeah. The people who move forward effectively on Wall Street have to take path number three. And path number three is some combination of selling your soul to the devil. And I don't mean that in a bad way, right?
Yeah.
But really, like, you're giving your life away in order to advance in your career. And if that's the choice that you want to make, and if that's what's best for you, I get it. And I'm with you. I got you. I'm behind you, right? Yeah. But there's another path. And let's call this path 3B. Mm-hmm. Path 3B is to figure out how to work with your biology, this flesh suit that we've been given, to support you in that environment. And that was the path that I ended up choosing completely by accident. It wasn't an intentional choice. Mm-hmm. In order to survive 17 years, I had to figure out how to work with this.
Right. That's fascinating. And I like that you mentioned you get burnout and you sell your soul, because when you were talking, all I can think about was Wolf of Wall Street, you know, yeah. With Leonardo DiCaprio. Was just thinking about that, how ruthless that was and how brutal it was, and the exhaustion that it has on your body, just physically and mentally stressful. So you've been in that world and you're coming out of it, and you got out of it is how to use the body, how to listen to the body to actually minimize stress and burnout. Yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
The fundamentals of what makes it work are a couple of different really key points. And what you're bringing to your listeners is amazing. If I had this 20 plus years ago when I first started my career, I would have saved a lot of the gray hairs and a lot of the bags that I still have. I'm still fighting these bags under my eyes. Like, it would have made such a big difference. So the fundamentals are, number one, a really powerful morning routine. And since leaving Wall Street, I've started to learn that there are different ways to arrange my morning routine depending on what I want.
Yeah, and you know, it's customizable. You have to make it work for you. That's the only way you're going to stick to it. And that's the beauty of the morning routine. You can play around with it. And yeah. So that is one success principle. I know you have other strategies for success principles, and we'll talk about your morning routine in a little bit. But first, tell us about your book, Strategy to the Guide to Thrive.
Yeah. So I initially wrote that specifically targeting entrepreneurs, and it's taking the lessons. So I also started businesses while I was on Wall Street, as if, you know, working 15-hour days for the man wasn't enough. Yeah, yeah. So I put together, and it took a lot of work to distill it all down, but I put it all together in really tight key points of exactly what it is that you need as an entrepreneur in order to be able to thrive, not just get through it, not just stumble from day to day, but actually thrive.
Yeah. And some of these are the strategies that you put in place while you were in the grit of it all, which is, you know, the Wall Street piece. So share with us one of the strategies.
The biggest one that I have for everybody is that creativity doesn't happen while you're in the grind. That's not when it happens. It happens when you take a breath, when you relax and release your grip on reality. And I mean that as literally as you can take it, because most people are holding on to reality so tight they're white knuckling.
No, that makes total sense. Because you have to be still. You have to be calm. You have to take almost remove yourself from the equation almost. I remember right before I started my podcast, I was like, what am I doing next? What's next? And before trying to like put plans together, I sat and journaled for just 2 weeks. Silence, quiet, did not do anything, did not attempt anything. And that's what you're referring to, is being able to just release your grip on life, on being controlling on everything else around you, and just kind of be still and listen in. That's phenomenal.
There are other ways to get into that flow. We're like, as a creature, as an animal, we're very, very social. It's in our DNA. It's right at the base. Like, even people who think that they are antisocial, trust me, every single one of us is social.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons why collaboration sessions are so powerful is because when you get into a collaboration session, you get into this teamwork flow. Mm-hmm. It's not quite the same as like a running flow or like a journaling flow. It's different, but it's still a flow. It's a flow state. And it allows your brain, even though you're in the moment, it allows your brain to release that powerful grip on reality just because you're in this teamwork flow. Yeah. And you trust the teamwork to move forward together.
That's interesting. Collaborative, or even thinking about masterminds, right? Yeah. And mentoring and coaching and actually collaborating with your people within your organization. It actually brainstorming per se. That's very interesting. Okay, that's good to know. What other ways can people experience that state of flow? Can journaling be a good aspect of that?
If you have a good journaling practice, it can. Mm-hmm. But you have to trust the process. The same with the teamwork flow. You have to trust the process. If you're not willing to be trusting of the process, your lack of trust will keep you out of the flow.
Interesting. Interesting.
So journaling, meditation, running. If you don't trust the process, you're going to be kept out of flow.
Okay. So running as well will actually get you in that state of flow and that state of creativity. And yeah. So that brings us into working out and thinking about the biology. Tell us about the changes and physiologically that takes place within the body when that creativity aspect of it is flowing.
Yeah. Well, the most important part, and this is measurable, is you have a change in brain state. Mm. So if you were to attach lead wires to your brain and go into a flow scenario, we'd be able to actually see your brain change as you move from executive, right? Which is a state of stress, whether it's high stress or mild stress, it's still a state of stress. You're executing, like yeah. You're making decisions, you're choosing, you're holding on to reality with your two hands as tight as you can. Mm-hmm. It's funny, but it's not actually a joke. As you move out of executive and into this flow brain state, and there's a name, it's called an alpha theta state, right? Where you're moving into this flow brain state. So we have names, we can measure it, we know what that looks like. And because your brain changes states, it also changes the way that it accesses connections. And when you're in that alpha theta state, your capacity to access connections is actually incredibly heightened. Mm.
Yeah, I've heard of the alpha and theta state. It's actually when you are in the zone, when you're working and time just fly by. You think 1 hour has gone by and, you know, 10 hours has gone by.
Yep.
That's where purpose is born, right? When you're really in that state of mind where you're doing something that you love and enjoy thoroughly, that you're not looking at the clock. And that's what a lot of 9 to 5 allows you to do, is watch the clock and wait to come out. And then when you become an entrepreneur, that changes.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about that change, that sense of work, purpose that kicks in as an entrepreneur.
It's very cool. It's an amazing feeling. And you said it, you get into a flow, the time flies by, you're like, what just happened? How was that 6 hours? It felt like half an hour.
Yeah.
But you're filled with this sort of creative energy that's hard to describe otherwise. Like, you're just like, I need to go to the bathroom and take a shower and come back here and get back to it.
Mm-hmm. No, I definitely understand that. And it really is empowering to feel, to be there, because then you're at a place, you're in alignment, right? You're in alignment with all things, where you are at the right place at the right time and doing what you enjoy, doing what you love. And a lot of the focus on the show is finding your purpose. You know, how do you go about finding your purpose? And that's what you're exemplifying. That's what you're telling us, is to get in that creative flow, allowing yourself to be present, but also calming down the mind, calming down the body, and alleviating some of the stress, because you don't want to be at fight or flight all the time. Those cortisol levels can spike up and actually run havoc.
They'll cause this.
Yeah. We call the bags. That's fascinating. So tell us about the principles, your morning routine. How do you get up, dress up, and show up?
Yeah. So there are a couple of different, in my experience, there are a couple of different features of a morning routine which are required. Like, if you don't have these, then your morning routine is going to be controlled by someone else. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean you don't have a routine. If you get up and have coffee and get on Facebook, that is a routine, but you're not in control.
Well put.
The features are, number one, a goal. Mm-hmm. And I know people don't, they're like, what? What do you mean a goal? You have opportunity in your morning. And if you don't have a goal, then you're not going to use that opportunity thoughtfully. So number one, a goal. And then number two, understanding of how to put together the building blocks of that opportunity that's there. So this is what I mean. Mm-hmm. When you first get up, you're in alpha theta. You're in that creative flow. Most people get up and they feel like they're in this half dream state, and they work as hard as they can to get out of it, because it's hard to make decisions when you're in that alpha theta creative flow. It's true. It is hard, but it's such a powerful brain state. So the question you need to ask yourself is, here's a tool that's available to me every single morning. Mm-hmm. What do I want to do with it? Do I want to get out of it as fast as possible? Are you sure that's what you want to do? Because alpha theta takes work. It's hard to get into that creative flow. Or would you rather use that tool while it's there and take full advantage of it to build your life?
Fascinating. Yeah, it's free. It's available. And we're going to wake up in it every day. And what happens is people reach for their phones first thing in the morning. And that is all checking for emails, checking texts, checking text, checking social media. And that relinquishes, as you say, your power, your agenda to someone else, because you got to reply to those things. And then your alpha state is now gone and you're now at a negative and hectic energy. And that sets the tone for the rest of the day. Right. That your day is all screwed up now because you did not take the 10 minutes, the 20 minutes to actually calibrate yourself and have that goal and be intentional, right? Is what you're saying, Lucas.
Yeah. Use what's there. So number one, you have to have a goal, because you have to decide how you're going to use those tools. Mm-hmm. Number two, you need to make the decisions that you're going to make about your morning the night before. You cannot be making decisions in the morning. You cannot do it. So every single thing that you're going to do until your morning routine is done, be that an hour, be that 90 minutes, or even just half an hour, all of those things, they have to be pre-decided. And when you get up, all you do is roll through them.
Gotcha. And to talk about the decision, not making the decision the night before, because the morning routine starts the night before, then it brings on this decision fatigue in the morning, because willpower is not our will. right? So in the morning, we have highest, we have willpower, we're strong, we're determined, we can do anything. So we have to be intentional. But as the day goes by, that willpower decreases. That's why it's easier to have the coffee later on. That's why it's easier to have the cake at night, the midnight snack, because the willpower is gone, because the all the decisions that we made that day. Now, I know Steve Jobs and Mark Zuckerberg, they wear the same color outfits because they don't want to decide what to wear in the morning. Again, not having to make that decision you're talking about. Yep. That's a great example.
Now, I mean, they do it not because they don't want to make a decision. They do it because they want to make a statement. So they're actually in that choice that they've made to wear the same outfit every single day. It's not because they don't want to choose. They could hire somebody to choose. They have so much money. Like, they could have a professional who puts together their outfit for them every day, and they still don't have to be involved in that choice, right? Instead, what they've chosen to do with their life is to exemplify that goal, the goal of taking away that choice from the morning, because that's not, you don't need to be wasting decision power on that.
Yeah.
And they're showing to us, this is how you can do it. Yeah. It's so much money that they don't need to think about their outfit.
That's true. You
can hire somebody to do that for them. Like, what they're doing is they're actually showing us the path, which is really cool.
Simplifying it, simplicity in the morning, keep it simple, and then you'll get more umph for your money, right? More for your buck, because you are capitalizing on this great power.
Yep. So when you know the pieces and you can realign them to suit the purpose of the time in your life, then you can put together a routine that serves the time in your life. So for example, if you're in a growth stage in your life and you're learning a whole bunch of things, now you have that alpha theta state in the morning. Alpha theta is the best time to download information, to learn something at hyper speed. Mm-hmm. Okay. Now, that's not the state I'm in right now, so I don't use my morning routine this way. But if you're in a learning growth state, the first thing you should do is pop on, and you should have chosen it last night, pop on a learning-based podcast that's teaching something in your head, put it up on 1.5 speed. Don't go to 2 speed, because that's going to start to create a little bit of stress. You don't want stress. Even though you can listen at 2x speed, you can listen at 3x speed, go to 1.5. So you're moving through the material quickly, and then go out on a long walk, at least 40 minutes. And if you're walking and listening to an educational podcast, and it's got to be educational and on the topic that you're trying to build your life in right now, you're actually going to extend your alpha theta state through the walk.
That's interesting.
40 minutes of hyperspeed learning.
Yeah, that's interesting. You're bringing that up, because I didn't understand it, because morning routine has changed. For me, I used to audiobook, listen to those when I was building my business religiously. I mean, I'm digesting 5 of them a week type of thing.
Yeah.
And then it changes to just affirmation now. What you're saying, from what I gathered, is I'm no longer in that growth state, but I'm more in looking for that zen and that. Yeah, that's cool. Okay.
It's really cool. Again, we have these building blocks that we can reassemble. And right now I'm not doing that. At some point, a year from now, 2 years from now, maybe I'm going to switch back into the point where I want to be in growth and I'm learning. And that's how I'll use that alpha theta state right now. So this is a different way to use this. Again, the tool is there. We can use it however we want.
Yeah.
Right now, what I do is I know that my days are crazy hard because I'm filled with execution. I'm not in growth anymore. I'm not coming up with ideas. I'm not learning. Right now, I'm executing against ideas that I came up with before. Mm-hmm. So I'm building. And that's crazy high stress. So I use that alpha theta state to build a foundation that makes me more resilient to stress throughout the day, just like what you're doing.
I love that. Yeah.
Being the zen.
Yeah. So that you can have the stamina, so you can be clear and clear-minded to execute freely. So to lower the stress level, so when life throws things at you, and it will, that you can calmly and poisely handle it.
Yeah.
Well put. Yeah, I love the different dynamic and how it can shift. What is it that you're looking for? And also, if you're looking to build to be stronger physically, then that time would be spent going out for a run, weightlifting, training, and getting motivation to get the body moving. And that in itself is beneficial.
It's all about using that brain state. It will actually hyperspeed the capacity to build muscle memory.
Yeah. And it's like a decision, I feel, right? You decide, okay, I'm going to grow. I'm going to grow my business. I'm going to come up with an idea. And then you make that decision, you execute on it. And then it's like, now I'm going to build. I'm going to build a clientele. I'm going to build my customers. I'm going to build my business. And then, you know, it's a decision.
Yeah. And you got to know what state of your life you're in. Now, for your listeners that are looking to find their purpose, yep. Alpha Phase State is all about creating those connections. So if you believe your purpose is in your head somewhere, but it's hidden, then use that morning Alpha Theta State to get deep inside yourself. So meditate, journal, go deep into your brain, into your psyche, understand all of the different pieces that are in flow in there. Use that flow process. Now, here's the challenge. As soon as you get out of bed, if you go directly to meditation, you're liable to find yourself falling back asleep.
Yes, guilty.
So, there's a trick. The trick is hold on to a ball with your hand facing down and go into that meditative state. And when you accidentally drop the ball, you'll wake up.
Interesting.
And then hold on to the ball and you go back into meditation. And this will help you keep out of sleep. Just by holding onto the ball, there's nothing special. It could be a tennis ball. It could be a golf ball, whatever it is, but hold on to it over your lap. So when it drops and it hits your lap, that wakes you back up. You're like, oh, I went a little too far. It's not a bad thing. It pops you back out.
Yeah. And for the alpha state and, you know, doing the meditation and journaling and some affirmation, how long is that window?
It depends on the person and what you do to either support it or end it. The sooner you start making decisions, right? Decisions pop you out of alpha. That's just part of what they do. They pop you into beta. So as soon as you start making decisions, and this is why you need to decide your morning routine the night before. As soon as you start making decisions, you're going to start moving out quickly, moving out of alpha.
That's interesting. And then that's the decision fatigue. That's where the willpower gets less. And then you start questioning whether I should go for that run or should I just maybe take a walk or I'll just lay here for another 5 minutes. And that takes over the day. Interesting. Okay. So tell us about your state, your physical activity. What's your morning routine after you get out of the alpha state?
Yeah. So I use my alpha state to seek Zen, which means right now I'm doing a combination of walking and meditations. Mm-hmm. And it changes depending on the day of the week, but I always decide the night before. Again, when I get up in the morning, I just roll through.
Yeah.
There's no question. There's no thought. I already decided. I already wrote it down. By the way, write this down so that you don't have to think about it. It's there. You just, oh yeah, this is what I'm doing.
Yeah, like putting your clothes out the night before for that workout. So ensure that it is done. Or hydrating. I tell my listeners a lot of time, the habit of drinking water first thing in the morning, it helps with clearing brain fog and hydrating the body because you've been fasting for 6 to 8 hours, right? And you don't want to go and walk to the kitchen and go get it. You want to place it on your nightstand so that it's there. You just reach for it. Again, automation so that you can execute easier.
So you don't have to make decisions. Like it or not, when we make a decision, it ends that alpha state. So I go for the walk and I do the meditation, and typically it's about 20 minutes each. And again, it doesn't really matter to me which goes first. I choose the night before based on what I think the day is going to look like.
Yeah.
If it's going to be an easier day, I will meditate first and I will walk second. If it's going to be a harder day, I will walk first and I will meditate second. Mm-hmm. And I just take a guess. As soon as I'm done with that, it's about 40 minutes in, then I drink that glass of water. Mm-hmm. And yes, the glass of water is sitting out. It is in my kitchen, but it's sitting out already full and ready for me.
Yeah. You got to prime your environment. That's another thing with habits, right? You got to set your environment for success. And so having the water sitting out there is ready to execute.
Yep. And then I sit down on the couch and I pop open a book and I read. And I choose the book ahead of time as well. So it's either something that's affirmative. It's an affirmation-based book. It's like meditation, or one of my favorites is the Book of the Dead.
What's that one about?
It's the Tibetan sort of approach to Zen.
Interesting. Okay.
And you can just read it tons of times. Like, this is one of those things you can read over and over and over again.
Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. So you got journaling in there. Did you say journaling? You got journaling. You're meditating. You are make sure you're doing the workout.
Yep.
First thing in the morning. That's pretty. Yeah. That's all that is those are the principles that actually lower your stress level, right? And they lower your stress level. They keep you even keel, so you're not flighty throughout the day. I mean, the power of it. So, Lucas, if you steered away from it, do you feel different?
Yeah. Oh, it makes a huge difference. Yeah. So with the way that I'm executing my morning routine now, mm-hmm. I can do 12-hour days without running out of steam, without burning myself out. And I'm in entrepreneur mode. I'm in build mode. I'm in, you know, execute mode. So long days of lots of phone calls and lots of meetings and, you know, building documents and sending tons of emails. Like, that's part of what I've signed up for right now.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, this is where I'm at, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is the stage of your life you're in. You're preparing your body and mind for it so you can execute freely. That is fascinating. And that's what you talk to about with entrepreneurs, that the clients that you work with, how to alleviate burnout, how to avoid it altogether, is these success principles and then some that you bring forth. So tell us, how can we find you? How can we connect with you?
Awesome. The two easiest ways to find me are on Instagram. I'm very active there. My Instagram handle is at Luke Root, LucRoot, no dots, mm-hmm. or my website, lucasroot.com.
Excellent. Yeah, for sure. Thank you for sharing. It's been quite insightful. I really love the piece about the alpha state and the way we wake up in it every day. It's a gift. It's every morning. We are blessed with that gift, and we don't know how to capitalize it. And you just exemplify and gave us some great tips on how to actually leverage this powerful, what do you call it? It's a valuable tool. Yeah. Valuable tool per se. I did not know the minute you start making a decision, you get out of it. So that was very good to hear. And to avoid making those decisions in the morning and plan everything the night before, if you can, to help with that, Lucas. Very, very insightful. Anything else that you would like to share before we close it out?
You know, so one of my other books, and for your listeners, if they hop over to my website, they can download it, is, pardon the language, is called Shit You Can't Ignore. And it's a short little ebook that you can just go through. And it's like, these are the things that if you try to ignore them, they're going to trip you up in life. And again, it was written for entrepreneurs, but let's be honest, like the things that work for entrepreneurs probably work for everyone.
Yeah, absolutely. Now I want to hear one of those things, because I know keystone habits, right? There's one habit, if you do it, then it's like a domino effect to improving your life. And one of them is, of course, the morning routine or having dinner with your family. So what are the things, one of the things you cannot ignore?
Make sure that you have a plan to have your bills paid.
You can't ignore that.
People do. It's crazy. People do. Like, people just like... whatever, it'll get taken care of. Like, no, you got to have a plan for this.
Yep. Or you'll run havoc. It will mess everything up. So yeah, it's a whole different, money's a whole different stress.
I'm not even trying to talk about how to get your bills paid. I'm just saying, don't forget, you need to plan for that.
Yeah. Well put, Lucas. It's been a pleasure and absolute joy. Thank you for your time and opportunity today. I appreciate it.
Oh, the pleasure has been mine. Thank you.
All right, morning enthusiasts, that's it for today's show. Thank you for tuning in. If you love the Best Morning Routine Ever podcast, we'd love to hear from you. So go ahead and subscribe, rate, and give a review on iTunes or Google Play. While you're at it, tell a friend about the show. Be sure to visit bestmorningroutineever.com and our Facebook group to join the conversation, access the show notes, and discover our fantastic free bonus content. Until next time.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.